We are partnering with the Goodwill in Marquette, and this Saturday they are having an event to raise awareness for Big Brothers Big Sisters and help us raise some money, and it's called the Roundup. So when you purchase something at Goodwill this Saturday, November 7th, they're going to ask you to round up, and it will benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Sounds like a good plan. It's a good way to find out more also about Big Brothers Big Sisters,
because
I know you'll have some presents there.
Yes, we have a table all set up. There'll be information about our virtual school-based program, which is open to children age 10 to 12, and we encourage parents to enroll their kids in that program. We do have a retired certified teacher on our staff now, so that's going to be a great program and a great advantage to kids in our community.
What is that all about? What happens with that program?
Well, the children are matched virtually with a big brother or big sister, and this person will either be a high school student, a college student, or a community member.
Okay.
They meet once a week virtually, and they work on things like confidence building. We're going to have activities for everybody. Each match, the big and the little, gets an activity kit, and it's supervised by our staff, and they'll meet every week during the entire school year.
Is this an evolution of a program that's already been in place, or is this something new going with this virtual way due to the pandemic?
Both. This is basically our school-based program, and we're calling it Beyond School Walls. And this is a way for us to keep kids connected with a mentor during the pandemic.
What are some of the challenges that the agency has faced with this pandemic?
Oh, there's been various challenges. Meeting, you know, we're a one-to-one program where people meet in person, but luckily we live in such a beautiful area where we can take advantage of the outdoors. So that's been great for our matches. And we started a program called Big Neighbors, where we accept donations from community members and we buy things for our littles' families, basic needs. If they want to go, say, kayaking with their big, we can provide them with a life jacket, safety things, hygiene items.
It is interesting how it is making all of us have to adapt with new ways of doing things. But that's part of the mission of what you're doing with Big Brothers Big Sisters, which, again, you have this event coming up on Saturday where you will have more information. What's going on again, when and where?
It's this Saturday at the Goodwill in Marquette on US 41. And it's all day long. It's a roundup event for Big Brothers Big Sisters to help raise money. We will have a table there with all kinds of information. So if you want to enroll your child and you want us to send you an application, there's a form that you can sign there. Or you can go to our website, which is www.bbbsmqt.org, and click on Enroll My Child.
Jane, I wanted to ask you, in terms of people that may be listening that either they have kids that they think that this might be good for the kids to be a little, or someone wants to be a big, what's some information you can share? Like, what should people be thinking about doing if they want to get involved?
It's very easy to get involved. All you need to really do is go on our website and complete an application, and then one of our staff, Carly, Chelsea, or Cindy, will give you a call, and we interview you and, of course, do background checks. We have a very thorough process, and we follow the standards and guidelines from Big Brothers Big Sisters of America. We ask that you spend 4 hours a month with your little brother or little sister doing activities of your choice. We don't just match you and put you out there. We call you every single month and check on your match, address any challenges you might be having, share some great successes that you're having, and we ask that you be matched for a minimum of a year. Most of our matches go on much, much longer than that.
Now, I've got a friend of mine who was a little, and his big was his best man.
That happens.
That happens a lot.
Yep, and that's just great. Delightful story.
And I know we've talked here on the show over the last several years with some of those examples, and these are lifelong bonds that are created.
They are, and they go on.
If you could see the smile that came over Jane's face when we mentioned that.
Just the funny thing is that when you think of Big Brothers Big Sisters, you think of the benefit of the children.
Right.
There's just as much benefit for the big in these relationships.
Oh, yeah. It really is great, and it's a very fulfilling experience. It's Yeah, it's just as good for the big as it is for the little.
Now, you mentioned that you are looking for some kids to get involved also with some of the other these programs. Tell me a little bit about
that. Right, we've got some openings for our great new program that we're doing during the pandemic, and we're calling it Beyond School Walls. And the children will meet with their big once a week via Zoom. It's going to be supervised by our staff. We provide activity supplies and so on. And we really encourage parents, if you have a child age 10 to 12, and kids are dealing with a lot during this pandemic, we all have a lot of anxiety from it, and kids are experiencing that too. So if you want some support for your child and your family, this would be a great way.
Saturday, you can find out more, and you can help out the event this weekend real quick.
It's at the Goodwill in Marquette. It's a roundup at the checkout for Big Brothers Big Sisters all day long. And when you walk in, if you look to the right, there's a table set up with all kinds of information about Big Brothers Big Sisters.
We appreciate you coming in this morning. Again, the website for folks to find out more?
The Big Brothers Big Sisters website, www.bbbsmqt.org.